I'm feeling so much better. Seriously, I do. Don't I sound a little better? Somewhat. I think I sound a lot better. Do I have a fever still? Nah, you'd be able to tell. I mean, you can get the thermometer if you want. I don't think you need to. I don't feel like I have a fever anymore. Honestly, I'm starting to feel way better. No. I mean, I am sick and tired of just being in bed all day. Don't wish for it. Because strep throat is no fun. Besides, I'm worried about you catching it as it is. Because you've been here taking care of me. I know, but maybe I'd feel so fucking terrible if I got you sick. If I get you sick, of course I'm going to take care of you. I just hope. Alright, okay, alright. I only said you can't kiss me so I don't get... It's strep throat, baby. You don't want to kiss me. No, I'm not going to... No. I'm feeling better. I don't know if I'm not contagious or anything. I mean, you have a point. I mean, that wasn't, baby. You broke the sink. I feel like you're actively trying to get time off work, is what it feels like. You've been watching me for the last couple of days. You know how terrible it's been. I guess that's true. No. I hope you don't. Well, yeah, I guess I have to. Yeah, I gotta finish the course. Did you bring it? Oh my god. Oh, baby. Well, thank you. I'll take it. Ugh. You know what's crazy? As easy as pills are, you know, part of me misses, like, amoxicillin from when I was a kid. Yeah, when you got, like, in liquid, it was like that pink liquid. It was secretly so good. It's like a flavor that I don't know, it reminds me of, like, bubblegum, maybe. It just tasted pink. I can't explain it. Honestly, low-key, I was about to. It just felt embarrassing. I know it was just telehealth, but I was going to be like, well, can I have it in liquid, please? just for the flavor. They might have changed it, though. And also, like, when you're a kid, everything tastes better. Like, in your mind, it's, like, amazing. And as an adult, it might be terrible, and I might be really disappointed. Yeah. That was pretty close for asking, though. Well, hopefully I don't get it again. But yes, if I get strep throat again, I will ask for the liquid. But what if it's terrible? Like, what if my memory is just bad? Yeah, I guess you never know until you try. Mm-hmm. Having fun? Was my hair a mess? Do I have bed hair? Well, I wish I did something fun to earn it. Well, the most fun thing I did is what? I watched all that. Yeah, and Band of Brothers, and what else? I don't remember watching that. Was I in and out? Of course you put it on. That one explains so many of my dreams. Yes. I was wondering why. Oh my god, that's why. Oh, you got me to watch it. Wait, only the first season? How many more seasons are there? Alright. Yeah, we can watch season 2. I might not remember season one is the problem. Yeah, Arcane was pretty good. I watched a lot of good shows. It's like the only thing you could do in bed when you're sick. Movies, TV. Oh my god, your soup was so good. Baby, I am not a big soup person, but your chicken noodle soup, like, I'm craving it now. No, you're in bed with me right now. I don't want you to go. You can a little bit. Stop. Because you're trying to make me hungry. I know. I need to eat, I know. Yeah, you're just doing the same things I do to you. I'm not wrong, and you're not wrong. It happens. I feel like I've been a good patient. Have I been a difficult patient? Exactly. I've been a sleepy patient. Yeah. I know. Those 2 days when my fever got crazy high, those days sucked. I just slept the whole day, basically. Yeah. I wonder how high your fever can get before it's like a problem. No way. I mean, yeah, it's pretty high. No, baby, I'm sorry I worried you. I wasn't. If it got serious, I would have gone. I did telehealth. I called it. Was that pulling teeth? I'm sorry. No, because when you go to the doctor, they want, you know, needles, and they want your blood, and they want to poke you and ask you a bunch of questions. And I know. If I needed to go in, I would have gone out. Okay, yeah, because you made me. Well, fair enough. Well, I'm sorry I'm so difficult. I don't mean to be. You're playing with fire, Missy. I care for you. Yeah, I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. We'll see how I feel tonight, but as it stands right now, I think I'm good enough to go to work tomorrow. I need to go back to work tomorrow. I can take 8 more days off. Well, lucky my boss is a germaphobe. Genuinely, he was like, "No. If you're not feeling great, you should definitely stay home. Stay far away." Yeah, whenever people have allergies in the office, he's like, "Are you sure? Are you sure not sick? Are you feeling okay?" Oh, he's a nice guy. Did he really? You picked up the phone? That's nice you called to check on me. That sounds like him. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how I feel tonight. I feel a lot better. Well, I'll be up and out. You know what? I'm going to take a shower in a little bit. Yeah, like, I don't know, just try to get out of bed. Well, if you're making chicken noodle soup, I'll definitely get out of bed for that. No, I'm coming out of bed. Yes. The only reason I got better so fast is because of you. Okay, it may be the antibiotics, but I think think your love and care and tenderness and you just being wonderful was the reason I got better. Yeah, and the antibiotics helped. I'm giving you all the credit. Do you want to share the credit? Okay, then let me give you all the credit, though. You're gonna make me cough. Because you can't make me laugh. I love you. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Not of course, baby. You went above and beyond. You really did. I don't know what I did to serve you. No, don't. If it's too much work, don't do it. Okay, if you're just reheating it, that's fine. Alright, I'll be out in a second then. Yeah, I'm gonna go take a shower real quick. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I mean, I love you too, baby. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting out of bed. Yeah, I think I'll feel so much better after a shower. It'll make a world of difference. Yeah, I really think so. Okay, bye-bye. I'll see you out there.